You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Brian Martin and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
Right now it is 79 degrees.
A smooth start to your morning drive. I'm Holly Bearcliff.
Okay, so top story this hour. Donald Trump says he has a tremendous problem in Utah, which is apparent in a new poll, but voters here actually trust him more than Hillary Clinton.
Your voice, your vote, 2016. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with the numbers. Peter?
Amanda, 45% of Utahns think Hillary Clinton will be elected president in November, perhaps looking at polls in battleground states. The newest Dan Jones poll, however, finds only 28% of Utahns think Donald Trump will win, although they found him more trustworthy in a previous survey, 49-28% looking at Clinton's controversy with her email server. Trump has also falsely claimed that President Obama founded ISIS. He claimed that he was being sarcastic, and that Ted Cruz's father helped in the assassination of President Kennedy. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
A woman accused of abandoning her newborn baby will face a competency review in court this morning. Alicia Marie Englert is facing charges of attempted murder. Police say she secretly gave birth at her parents' home in Kearns, neglected the baby for 2 days, then abandoned it. She was found mentally incompetent to face trial last year.
The man who found the body of a 17-year-old hiker in Little Cottonwood Canyon is talking about how he helped police in their search.
Drone operator Chris Cree just happened to be going up Little Cottonwood Canyon with his friends. He offered his services as a drone pilot, and after an extensive day of searching with helicopters, investigators took Cree up on his offer when the chopper went to refuel.
They briefed me on where they suspected he was.
Within roughly 3 minutes, Cree says he was able to spot the body of 17-year-old James Wade. He says he's glad his equipment was able to help police when so many other drones are getting in the way.
It is an invaluable tool that just gives them so much more visibility.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
20,000 people have been rescued from flooding in Louisiana as the president grants a disaster declaration request. KSL's top national stories this hour. Here's Simone Cycli live at the KSL National News Desk.
Brian, Louisiana governor requested the help from the president yesterday.
President Obama has called Louisiana's governor to tell him he has approved the state's request for an official emergency declaration following devastating floods throughout the southern part of the state. The declaration makes federal funds available to supplement state and local recovery efforts.
ABC's Alex Malin there. Thousands rescued from floodwaters, 10,000 in shelters, and at least 4 deaths are tied to this flooding. We've seen as many as 6. JFK Airport, Terminal 8. Now, that's what it sounded like as police told people to lie on the ground and stay down. Terminal 8 evacuated, flights grounded for hours there as police investigated reports of gunfire, but no evidence was ever found to that effect. Staying in New York, a suspect is in police custody in the shooting death of an imam and another man outside of a New York City mosque. Both of them were shot in the back of the head. And a manhunt continues in central Georgia after a police officer was fatally shot this weekend responding to a 911 call. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation identifies the suspect as a 25-year-old considered armed and dangerous. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Simone Cycli, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. 2 women are facing charges in Pennsylvania after police say they left a baby in the backseat of a car while they went shopping. An off-duty police officer spotted the baby yesterday afternoon in the parking lot of a Target. He pried open the door. The baby's aunt and grandmother say they had forgotten it. The child appears to be in good condition.
2 big wildfires are still burning in California. About 4,000 people have fled their homes 90 miles north of San Francisco, where a growing wildfire has destroyed at least 10 homes. Another fire covering 6 square miles is burning in central California. That fire has destroyed 12 homes and is threatening dozens more.
Athletes at the Rio Games are being reminded to be very careful after 4 American swimmers were robbed over the weekend.
Ryan Lochte has tweeted out that he's safe and unhurt, and he thanks his family and fans for their support after he and 3 fellow swimmers were robbed early yesterday. Showing nothing more than badges and then guns, several people in police uniforms pulled over the cab in which Lochte and the others were riding and took their valuables. So far, no arrests. Jim Ryan, ABC News at the Olympics in Brazil.
And coming up on KSL News Radio, a thief busted when he signs up for a customer rewards program.
And KSL traffic.
Things are looking good. No accidents or delays to report. I-15 is running along at freeway speeds through Utah, Salt Lake, and Davis counties. The I-215 belt routes, they look good. Holly Bearcliff in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:35.
If you're like most people, you're probably spending a lot of time planning for a summer vacation. But why is it when it comes to retirement planning, most Americans spend almost no time planning? Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group, encouraging you to put at least as much time into your retirement plan as you would your summer getaway. Your retirement should be the greatest vacation of your life, but it takes a plan. When do you want to start? What type of lifestyle do you expect? What happens if you get sick? How much time do you want to spend with your grandkids and loved ones? At the New Millennium Group, we'll sit down with you, combine your life goals with your financial situation, and create a complete, customized retirement plan. We believe that your retirement should be about doing what you love with the people you love. Call us today at 801-446-9950 for a no-obligation financial review, and we'll help you plan for your ideal 30-year vacation. That's 801-446-9950, or visit us online at utahsfinancialplanner.com.
There once was a man who had a plumbing problem at his house. So he called Same Day Plumbing and they came over and fixed it, which allowed him to spend the day doing stuff he wanted to do, like riding his mountain bike and taking in a baseball game and watching old westerns and getting ready for a huge backyard party he spontaneously decided to throw that night. In short, a really bad day turned into a really good day. All because he called Same Day.
Next time you need a plumber, call Same Day Plumbing. Everything from clogged drains to leaky faucets to water heater repair. You name it, our expert plumbers can do it. It's the same top-notch 100% guaranteed service you've come to expect from Same Day over the years. And no job is too big or too small. Next time you need a plumber, think Same Day. Call us at 801-SAME-DAY or find us online at samedayutah.com. That's 801-SAME-DAY or samedayutah.com. Same Day Heating and Air. And plumbing. We're the plumbers who can in the big green van.
How does KSL get you to work and home to your family faster? Three words.
Triple team.
Triple team.
Triple team traffic.
Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Well, if you're just joining us on this morning, we're continuing to follow the forecast, aiming for a high of 97 today. A very warm morning out there as you're getting started for this day on this Monday. Broken clouds downtown right now and 79 degrees.
Breaking news from Ogden this morning, where firefighters are on the scene of a brush fire near the Botanical Garden. Right now, the fire is not threatening any homes near 16th Street in Harrison. Firefighters have set up a defensive line. They say some power poles caught fire overnight, and the blaze is being fueled by gusty canyon winds. More on this story coming up on Utah's Morning News. We have a reporter en route.
An Aura man accused of trying to use a stolen credit card may have made it a little too easy for police to find him. KSL News Radio's Brianna Bottoli is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with that story, Brianna.
Brian, it was quick thinking on the part of the vape store employee. Police told the Daily Herald that Jordan Hallett walked into the store and tried to use the card. When it was declined, he left and came back with a new card to buy the same stuff. That's when employees, suspecting he might be using stolen cards, asked Hallett for his name for a new rewards program. ORM officers were able to match surveillance footage to his driver's license picture. They found the man hiding out in a Provo apartment closet. Hallett is now facing two suspected felonies. Live, Brianna Bottoli, KSL News Radio.
Apparently, the rumors are true. Adele was asked to perform at the Super Bowl next year, and she's given her answer.
Hello.
Adele has said goodbye to the NFL.
First of all, I'd like to tell you that I'm not doing the Super Bowl.
Talking to fans over the weekend at a concert in Los Angeles, she said she didn't feel like the Super Bowl was the right fit.
I mean, come on, that show is not about music, and I don't really put on, I don't dance or anything like that. So they were very kind, they did ask me, but I did say no.
The singer also shot down rumors that she's pregnant. No word on who else the NFL is eyeing for the big game. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
She's definitely a voice, not necessarily a performing, you know, like dancing and stuff like that. Like,
she's not right for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And she knows it.
Yeah.
And she's smart enough.
Good for her.
To make the right call.
She's not
there.
Beyonce or Justin Timberlake or any one of
she
those.
She doesn't have the beat for the Super Bowl.
Well, it's like Barbara Streisand going out there or something.
Maybe for the national anthem.
Sure.
Ooh, but not
could you
for,
that'd be good.
But not for, you know, there's no shake your booty going on there. Don't you think?
I agree.